Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
Tom Ackerman with you in our studios of KMOX Radio, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, who yesterday did this.
A big lead for Anderson. He goes for second base. Here's a ground ball headed toward the third baseman. Arenado throws across, a Redbird winner. Garcia grounds out third to first, and this ball game has come to an end. And the Cardinals have won back-to-back series as they light up St. Louis after a Redbird winner. 3-1 today over Miami.
Save for Ryan Helsley. Nice play there by Arenado, by the way, to finish that game. Cardinals win it 3-1. Joining us is the aforementioned Oliver Marmol, the manager of the Cardinals. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great. I mentioned that the Adam Wainwright performance last night was very good at the Zach Brown Band show. You were there supporting Glennon live. Good times.
It was a good time. We were there, myself, Scalzo, a couple other guys. I went out with Schumacher and Carp, and it was a good group out there supporting Wayno. He did a really nice job. It was a fun night.
I like that you're hanging with Schumacher. That's cool. And the manager of the Marlins, he's having a tough time right now. He's 0-9. I mean, you're going to try to put it on him today and finish the sweep, but he'll turn that thing around. He's a good manager.
Yeah, man. Yep. He's a very good manager. I love that guy. He does a really nice job. And that group will be fine, man. He leads well, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I agree. Do more people talk to you out in public when you get a win like that? Like, hey, buddy. Hey, Ollie. How you doing, man?
Man, I'll tell you what. Even last year, as rough as it was, in public, people are extremely nice here in St. Louis, very supportive to myself and my family whenever we're out and about. Zero complaints there.
That's good. Yeah, no, it is. It's a great sports town. You know how passionate they are. You know how much they
Absolutely.
Love the Cardinals. And you love the Cardinals. I mean, you've been with this organization for a long time, and you know how big it is. So I asked you before the ceremony how you would soak it in. Tell me, before we get into these last couple of games, what
Sure.
Thursday was like for you.
It was awesome. It was just good to be back on the field here at Busch in front of our own fans. It was a long road trip, a tough one from a who we were playing standpoint, from going to the Arizona for the exhibition games to LA to San Diego. So it was really good to be home. But then I love coming around home plate and shaking those guys' hands and just the responsibility that comes with that. We've talked about it quite a bit, and getting to talk to Holiday and Tony, and that, it was just awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what a great, great scene. And then, you know, tough game. I mean, Skip gave you a tough game, and you had a deficit to make up late, and you did. You explode for 5 late runs to pull out of there with an 8-5 victory. It tells you something about your team, and you started 5 very young players and relatively inexperienced players, although some of them have been starting for a little while, but a young team out there that got the job done.
No doubt. And that morning was it was a busy morning, man. We had a trying to figure out if Contreras can go. Donovan and both of them needed the extra day. Carp with the oblique goes on the IL. We try to get Pajes here. We throw in two lefties in Ciani and Burleson in the lineup, and they did a really nice job. Even that first play of the game, Ciani comes in and makes that diving play and just sets the tone for the defense for the day. He did a really nice job. Burleson with a big hit. Different guys are contributing, and there's a lot of fight in this group, and it's been fun to watch them.
Absolutely. You mentioned Contreras. Anything new on him? What is the latest there?
Yeah, he's feeling better. Yesterday was better than the previous day. I'm going to get with him here shortly and figure out what's next, but our hope is that he's able to go tomorrow by staying away from him today.
Okay, gotcha. Herrera's been good, and I think that this was the plan, is to have Herrera ready to go, and boy, he shows some power. Even that near grand slam in L.A., too. I mean, this guy can hit the ball. He can drive it. And also, Pajes called up. So tell us about those two just at the ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Herrera's done a really nice job defensively. He does a great job behind the plate. His preparation has been a ton better, and he's more confident with it now at this level. Offensively, he's a big bat. He drives the ball all over the park, uses the whole field, and just takes a professional at bat. He knows what he's doing in the box. Pajes is a great story, man. This is a guy that I would say middle of last spring training just really changed his work ethic. And rather than having the mentality of, man, I'm not sure if I'll ever get there, he just, man, I'm not going to have any regrets, and I'm going to put everything on the line. And if I don't get there, then so be it. But I'm going to make it hard on them. So it's really cool to be able to call him up and see him walk up to the office here at Busch Stadium and congratulate him, because he's put in a lot of work over the last several years to be able to make this possible.
That's exciting, and it has to be incredibly exciting. Absolutely. For his family. I mean, wow, that's yeah, really, really great. Then you look at your outfield. You know, you've had to deal with so much there. Edmund, you've known, was going to be gone for a while. Carlson, you found out right before the major league season starts, the regular season. He's out for a while. We knew, of course, that Nootbaar was going to be out for a little bit, although it looks like Lars is very close to returning for you.
Yeah, I spoke with Lars this morning on my drive in, and he's health-wise, he's feeling a lot better. He's trying to get some at-bats underneath his belt. I mean, if you think of it, I think he got 9 at-bats in spring before we had to shut him down, so he really didn't have a true spring training. So he's trying to get his rhythm and timing. He's going to DH a full game today in Indianapolis for Memphis, and he's going to call me after the game, and we'll talk through what's next for him.
Of course, everyone wants to ask me, and therefore you, what you're going to do when guys start to get healthy. I'm like, well, you look, I mean,
what a good problem to have, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of outfielders. You will say Scott and Walker took the job and ran with it, though, didn't they?
They've done a nice job. Man, I'm so proud of Scott that to come up here, be sent down, and to, hey, start your season in AAA, and then to have the need immediately and have him back up here, and for him to step up the way he has. He should be proud of the work he's done, because defensively, he is putting on a show. I mean, some of the balls that he gets, they may look easy, but I'm telling you, they're not easy plays. The one last night was amazing and saved us some runs, but I'm super proud of both of them. Walker's put in a ton of work, man. You think about where he was last year defensively to some of the things that we're seeing this year, and it's a completely different player, and he's going to continue to build on that. I mean, he has the traits to become a good outfielder. He's super athletic, and he cares, and those are two things that you want. So he's putting it together, and both of them have done a really nice job.
Here's that play by Victor.
The 2-2 pitch is hit sharply to center field. Victor Scott on the move. He looks up over his shoulder, and he makes the play up against the center field wall. On the run, straight away from home plate. He threw the glove up, made the catch, and ran into that center field wall, 400 feet from home plate. Nice play, Victor Scott. He makes it look easy.
It's not often that a play makes me yell out loud, but I went, oh, my goodness, wow. I mean, it's just crazy good by Victor Scott. So let me ask you pitching before we go. Just a couple minutes left with Ollie Marmol. I guess I should start with Sonny Gray, because I know, and I don't know if anything is final on that, what his next move is.
Yeah, we're actually going to sit down as soon as we hang up here and discuss that very topic of what's that going to look like for him moving forward, and we should have an answer here shortly.
Gotcha. And then yesterday, Steven Matz, again, another step forward for him. He looked pretty good.
Looked really good. Pitching with confidence, and that's the biggest thing for him. Fastball's coming out of his hand really well. The velo's there. It's moving well, and he's pairing it with that little cutter slider, changeup mix, and he's getting some defensive swings, and he's doing a really nice job. So we're continuing to build him up. I believe 81 pitches first time out. He threw 85 or so yesterday. We'll get him up to 90, 95 next time out, and then let him loose. But we're seeing a really confident version of Steven Matz.
Definitely. And you know, one thing that you and I talked about in the last visit here was the fact that when pitchers go deep, your bullpen not only has fewer innings to pitch, but they settle into roles. And I know that's important for you, is seeing
it really
that.
Is.
Yep, that's happening.
It is happening. And once we get healthy, same thing will happen to our lineup, where it'd be great for guys to just know, here's where I'm playing and here's where I'm hitting in the lineup. And our bullpen is shaping up that way as well, where guys are defining their roles. And Helsley being a three-out, ninth-inning guy, and JoJo and Kittredge splitting that eighth and seventh based on situation and where we are as far as creating lanes in that lineup. And Gio could get in there and stop an inning. Libby could come in and stop an inning. I mean, they're starting to define these roles themselves. And April's an interesting month when it comes to managing the pen, because you want to make sure you have these guys in May and June, July, and all the way through. And there's a lot of injuries in April and coming out of spring training. So we want to be able to use these guys appropriately, and we'll continue to do so.
Kyle Gibson gets the start today. Cardinals and Marlins at 1:15, pregame at 12:20 here on
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MOX. Ollie, we appreciate this. Thanks for being with us.
No, I appreciate that.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us on KMOX. When we come back, the athletic director at St. Louis University. What a day he had. Chris May is with us. Sports on a Sunday morning on the home of the Cardinals and the Billikens, KMOX.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.